Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Side Hustle Connect Work Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is S. Janelle McNeil, and I'm here with my host, MC Kendi T. Ward. Now, some call it a side gig or a side job, and others call it their hustle. But it's the joys, the challenges, and accomplishments of turning your passion into profit. It's crafting the creativity within you and connecting you to your life's purpose. So whether you call it your side hustle, side gig, side job, our goal is to help you make the connection. Save the date, Saturday, January 26, 2013, in Miami, for the Side Hustle Connect Work event of the year. We're here every Monday from 6:30 p.m. to 7 o'clock on the dot, and our virtual studio ready to discuss and be engaged with you on the many sides, the many faces, the facets of the side hustle. The lines are open, and we invite you to call us at 347-850-8329. Again, that number is 347-850-8329. If you'd like to communicate with us at any time during the show, just press 1 and we'll open your line. You can also join us in the chat room by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/side hustle, that's H-U-S-T-L-E, Connect Work. On Facebook, we are side.hustle.one and Twitter at Side Hustlers. Leave your comments and questions about the show or about your own side hustle on our Facebook page, or just let us know you're listening. We will be monitoring the page while on the call. So, Kendi, let's jump right in and welcome our guest, Dr. Tina Dupree, the Chicken Lady. Dr. Dupree is quite an accomplished individual, of which some of her accolades is that Dr. Dupree is the owner of the Motivational Training Center, LLC. She presents personal and professional development, interactive keynote speeches, corporate training programs, and monthly seminars on public speaking, professional speaking, customer service, leadership, and training trainers to train. Say that three times fast. Dr. Dupree has authored 4 books, It's Time to Invest in Yourself, Hot Tips on Public Speaking, Room to Grow, The Doorway to Achieving Your True Potential, and How to Speak Locally and Get Paid. As founder of a nonprofit organization, Professional Speakers Network, Dr. Dupree has personally trained and certified more than 150 professional speakers. More than 100 of the members, as a result of her training, have written and published their own books. Several have started their own businesses, and all have improved their public speaking skills. And finally, let me add that November 4th is National Chicken Lady Day. So if you're joining us today and your birthday is November 4th, please call in. Kendi?
Thank you, Danelle, and I just want to welcome again Dr. Dupree to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm always great every day, and I'm delighted to be on the show. I thank you all for having me to share some information for your listeners.
Great. Well, the goal of Side Hustle Connect Work is to help those who have, quote-unquote, side businesses or hustles to make the connection. When did you make the connection to leave your corporate job and move into your next line of work?
Well, it was many years ago when I decided that it was time for me to do more than just what I was doing. All of us have something that's our passion, that what drives us, and sometimes it's not your job. Even though you love your job and you very committed. You're very committed to your job. You do your job very well. You establish that area of expertise in what you do. And then it's time to move on to the next step. I call it time to step up your game. So basically, I thought that after 12 years with the second largest chicken restaurant chain in the world, that it was time to do something for myself. Already with the corporate structure, I had accomplished so much, I mean absolutely so much, over 500 plaques and awards. I'd also accomplished so much by being on television. I had my own TV show. I had my own radio show for 12 years. And then I just thought that, you know, I'm doing so much for everybody else, in which I loved it, and I did my job well, but it was time for me to invest in myself and do what it is that I wanted to do all of my life. So I decided that I was going to take a year, and in that year, I was going to start to build up my business and also start to organize my business. You know, I tell people all the time, it's a very big mistake if you just one day just wake up, you found your passion, and then you decide you're going to run in and quit your job. That is not the way to do it, because basically next month you'll need a paycheck, because the bills don't care whether or not you followed your passion or not. They want to get paid.
That's right.
So basically I decided that it was time for me to start the process. You see, it's a process in leaving your job. So I always tell people, you never burn any bridges, and you set things up as if you may have to come back. But I decided in my mind that I was not going to come back or to get my job back or ask for my job back, even though I had accomplished so much there, that when I went in a year later to resign from my position, which was a top-level position that I had for 12 years at the corporate level, that they gave me a 3-year contract to continue being connected with them, and a brand new car, a brand new Grand Marquis, black, beautiful car, with gave me the title and everything, and there was a gold lettered sign on it that said, Church's Chicken, hometown hero, Dr. Tina Dupree, the chicken lady. And that was such a surprise to me. The car was a surprise, and also the contract to continue working with them was a surprise. I didn't work with them anymore after the 3 years because my business had really, exploded. I mean, like everybody wanted me to come and speak. People wanted me to come and do training programs. I started working and dealing with Fortune 100 and Fortune 500, as well as very small businesses. It didn't matter to me the size of the business. I just wanted to help people, but I wanted to make money too.
that's our goal, is to make money. And you mentioned that it's a process, and you advise that we don't just, you know, one day come up with this grand scheme and quit our jobs, and then we have bills. So in that process, what is the first step that you would recommend?
Well, the first thing that I did, I started building up a clientele before I quit. So by the time that year was ended, I had built up a clientele of 31 clients, 31 very good clients. I had contracts with those people. I was already starting to work with them. So it meant that I was replacing my salary. Always try to replace your salary before you leave a job, because you don't want to get out there and start making so much less that you're struggling. And you want to get out there and you want to be able to compensate yourself, you know, in the things that you have acquired and the things that you like to do at the same level as which you left your job. So basically I was making a six-figure income, very big income, and I wanted to replace that. So I had these 31 clients, and the contracts and the business that I was getting for them equaled to my salary. So I thought I was ready to quit. I tell people all the time, before you leave your job, you need to start doing a few things. First of all, you need to match your salary. That's the first thing, so that you have an income coming in, not an if or maybe income. I mean real income that was coming in, so you wouldn't have to, you know, lack anything or strive. You wouldn't struggle so much, which is what a lot of people do. So after I decided that I had enough clients and enough money, then I started also within that year, I started purchasing the things that I needed to work my business. Now, we're talking some years ago, you know, in the 1990s. So in those years, I wanted to do training and speaking as well. I never thought that I would depend on just one thing, but I would have multiple income streams. So within that year, I wrote my first two books, and so I had book sales. So that was residual income that I had coming in. I started to purchase equipment, so I thought I made a list of everything that I would need in order to work my business. I had no intentions of running my business from an office. I was just going to run it from a spare room in my home. But then basically you still would need expenses. You still would need things. So I figured out a budget for that year for what I would need. And then I started buying equipment. I bought, in those years we had overhead projectors. It wasn't so much like the projectors that we have now. And that I know I was going to need paper. So every time a case of paper would be on sale because I was going to do training, I had to have handouts. And so I bought boxes and boxes of paper. I bought a computer, and in those days, computers didn't, you know, in 6 months it wasn't over, and then you had to start over with a new computer. So I had just about everything that I needed. I got processing with a credit card company, and so I was ready to go. When I went out, I was ready to go. I already had money coming in from my business, but also I was all set up and ready to go.
Well, wow. Listening to you, it sounds like it was like a dream transition. Did you meet any challenges in transitioning from your corporate job after the year of preparation? Were there any challenges that you had once you started full-time?
I had very few challenges because within my process, I thought that there were four things that I would do. You know, there's a lot of talk now about reinvention and reinventing yourself. I think that's like a skip too far ahead, because first of all, you need to evolve, which means that you need to learn, you need to grow within the knowledge that you're going to work. So I needed to learn everything there was about the speaking industry. I noticed that whenever I flew somewhere and I came back to the airport, people would recognize me, and they would come up and they would say, "Dr. Dupree, I would love to do what you do." So I started PSN, the Professional Speakers Network, to teach other people what I did, and then that was another residual income. And so I started evolving in the speaking industry because I started to learn the process. See, everybody else was learning how to speak. I was learning the industry, the business side of it. And so that's, I believe, why I didn't have as many challenges. And then after I had the business side, after I'd evolved enough and established myself as an expert, then the next thing I did, I started recreating. I started developing products and resources. And so then I had this group of people that I was teaching them the speaking industry, and then I got the idea that, hey, I need to certify these people. So I started certifying them. So that was another income stream for the organization. And then I started developing products and resources, which the people who went through the training, they purchased from me. So I was building up business, building up clientele, getting private clients, and also working the nonprofit as well. And then the next phase that I went through was transition, which was gradual. Remember I said I took a year before I quit my job, so it was gradual. And within that year, I was in the process of learning. I was in the process of growing. I was evolving into what I wanted to be. I was recreating products so people would have something to buy from me. Then I was ready for the reinvention, which is a complete change from doing one thing and reinventing myself into something else. I didn't just jump right into it. So basically, that's why I did not have as many challenges. I had very, very, very few challenges. And one was I was so well known and connected with the company that I was with at that time that people, I mean, for at least 2 or 3 years, they thought I was still working there. And so basically I had to establish myself as the expert in the speaking field, not so much the expert in the public relations, which is what I did for the company.
Wow. Thank you. Right now we're going to take a commercial break.
You're listening to the Side Hustle Connect Work Blog Talk Radio Show. We hear this and every Monday from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Today, I, S. Janelle McNeil, along with your host, MC Kendi T. Ward, and we are talking with Dr. Tina Dupree, the Chicken Lady. You can listen to this as well as previous shows at any time on the web by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/sidehustleconnectwork or join us live by calling into the show at 347-850-8329. Again, the call-in number is 347-850-8329. If you'd like to communicate with us during the show, just press 1, or you can call us
in the chat room. See us, we're here in the chat room, or log on through your Facebook account.
Dr. Dupree, have you noticed any changes in the way that the speaking business was done when you first started in the 90s as opposed to how it's done now in the year 2012?
Yes. Your question is very valid because there's been many changes in the speaking profession since I started. I started and I've been now for 25 years actually in the speaking profession. And in those days, basically we were hired and we went out as our area of expertise. And basically myself and a lot of others, we were learning as we went along. Right now we're already established experts. So that's a big difference. Another big change is that in those days, we would do everything by telephone or by fax machine. And as you know now, sometimes I don't meet the people that I'm doing the business with until I fly into their city. I've never seen them. I don't know what they look like. Of course, they know what I look like because I've sent enough information from my website and as well as sent information through text messaging and emails and all of the ways that we connect now that we didn't have that were not so prevalent in those days. So technology has changed things a lot. We at that time, we did a lot of postcard mailing, which I still do because postcard mailing is still a great way to do business. And as well as we did a lot of emailing. We're not emailing so much now. We are basically doing things like what you're doing, the Blog Talk Radio. I have a radio show, but I don't do it that much. But I've had it for many, many, many years, Blog Talk. But I also now realize that some of the other things that we're doing is that we're using Facebook. We're using what they call the Web 2.0, the Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all of those avenues that we're using to get the word out about what we do. So marketing has totally changed. We've also changed a lot in the way that we host and hold our meetings because, as you know from attending the PSN meeting, that we could sit in the meeting and still be on a teleseminar with the guest who's in another state. And so we're using more technology and more technology as we go on. And because of that, technology is the thing that has changed the business much more than anything else.
Okay. So how have you had to learn the technology? Was that an easy process in having to learn the technology and social media and all the things that we have now as opposed to when you first began?
Well, when we first began, it really was not there. But we also, as speakers, had other websites and other avenues that we did that were very similar to Facebook. Like we had SpeakerNet News where we got on Fridays, we got a posting of all the things that's happening in the speaking industry, what's out new, what teleseminars are going to be out. Also, we received information so that we would be able to upgrade what we were doing so they would give advice. And then we'd respond and give our advice, sort of just like they do now with Facebook. The difference with Facebook is people are building friends, but with the speakers net news that we were doing, we were building business relationships with each other as speakers and also getting clients from that. So basically we were very familiar with some of the things that they're doing. Twitter, we didn't have a thing like Twitter, but we had other things because in those days Yahoo had Yahoo groups. So we would have speaker groups, different groups with speakers. So we had a lot to do with technology, so it wasn't that hard of a transition. When these things came along, we would just sign on, you know, sign up, be a part of, and start using the technology. Now, for people who got in the business much later than I did and did not have all this other training, it was very difficult for them, so they would take seminars and webinars and all kinds of training so that they would upgrade their skills, their skill sets, with the new technology and the Web 2.0. We were very familiar with YouTube because we were getting videos. Whatever we did in those days, we recorded in some manner. We recorded it on a cassette recorder, or we recorded it on video and put it up on YouTube, but we were always recording. So some of these things we were doing, just not using those tools that are so prevalent today.
Okay. I want to say that we had a caller on the line. We lost the caller. I would ask now for the caller to call back in with their question for Dr. Dupree. So my next question for you, Dr. Dupree, would be, what are your recommendations or pearls of wisdom? You gave us a lot of advice, but what would be like the number one pearl of wisdom or advice for somebody that wants to enter into the speaking business?
Learn the business. Go and find someone who is teaching you what you need to do. And be very careful with that, because there are a lot of people out there establishing themselves as experts, and they're really not. I will always say, how could you teach me to write a book when you only wrote one book? I mean, you need experience. You need to be an experienced publisher. So you have people out there that made very few speeches, and so now they're speaker coaches, but they don't really know how to coach. So basically, these people are not getting good training. So get the good training. That's why I do recommend Professional Speakers Network, because we do train you and train you well. Myself, I give private one-on-one. As a matter of fact, I spoke at an event last night, just a brief speaking that I did. And afterwards, there must have been 20 people who came up to me in the parking lot asking for cards, asking how can I get this training. Just that short little thing that I did showed them that I am the expert in what I do and that I know what I do and I know how to train others. So get the training is number one. The second thing is start developing a product. So the training that we do at Professional Speakers Network, we teach you not only how to speak, but how to get a product out there, get out, you know, an audio product, or how to get your book out in record time. So once you get that product out, you have done enough research, you've studied enough that you are considered now an expert.
Dr. Dupree, we have the caller back on the line. Caller, you're live. Please identify yourself, tell us where you're calling from, and your question to Dr. Dupree. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Yes. What's your name?
Hi. This is Shawnee. Hi, Danelle. Hi, Kendi.
Hi, Dr.
Hi. I figured you guys are doing so well, I figured I'd just call in. Dr. Dupree, you're giving some really good information. I wanted to... Oh, my God, I hear all the feedback from myself. Move away from my computer. Anyway, Dr. Dupree, I wanted to ask about people who are just getting started. Do you recommend that they, for, like, if they're just getting started, should they be charging immediately, or does that typically give patrons a bad taste in their mouth? Like, if they kind of know that the person is a novice, but they're already charging, what do you advise a novice to do when it comes to paid speaking events?
What I planned to do when I first started was to just get started. And at my very first speech, I got paid. I mean, I was totally surprised. They gave me an envelope, and I thought it was a thank you note, and inside was a check. So basically, at the beginning, I realized that I had something of value that people would pay for. So you have to establish a really good program, something of value. You can't just get out there and think that you have a great program and you're using old information. Like, for example, people are still saying out of the box. I mean, that was like so long ago, but they don't know because they're not getting the training. And you need to upgrade your skills and find out what it is that you're really good at. I mean, are you really good at speaking? Are you really good at training? Are you really good at some other thing? Because the speaking profession includes a lot. It just does not include speaking. As a matter of fact, I tell people, if you just plan to speak, you're going to go broke. So you need to have residual income. You need to learn the business. And so when you get out there and you start charging, it's okay to start charging as a novice, because there are people who have organizations who've never had anybody before. And there are people who have organizations who are looking for someone that they can afford who has good content and good information. So basically, you have to develop a really good program and somehow get it recorded, somehow go somewhere, I don't know if you're in the area or not, to come to Professional Speakers Network, because you get evaluated. And your evaluation sometimes may kind of hurt your feeling, but I tell you, the next time you come, you'll say, wow, I really instituted all the things that you all suggested, and now I feel I'm ready. So what we do is we get people ready. And then once you're ready within your heart, then you start getting a fee schedule. So you need to have a fee schedule. You just can't say to this person, you say, well, I charge this amount of money, and then a next person call, well, I charge that amount of money, and then what happens is they talk. You have to be very organized and have all your things in order that you need to step out there. So when you step out there, you step out with confidence, and you step out being that person that they're looking for, because every organization is looking for some kind of a speaker, and that just might be you.
Okay. So the best thing is for people that are novice is to, I mean, clearly what you said, I've heard you at the beginning of the program, is just know the, you know, learn the business. But during the process of them, you know, if they're doing both things hand in hand, if they're both learning the business and as well as building up a platform, during that platform of their building phase, it's probably best for them to charge or not charge.
Well, it's best to charge because, but you have to make sure of who you're charging. That's what my whole point is. My point is that you can't go out to a Fortune 500 company. You can't even go out to probably a Fortune 1000 company because you're not at that level yet. They want references. They want to see that you have done this before. So you start out somewhere with small groups, and they're all over the place. And it just depends also in what area you want to teach or speak in. So basically you have to narrow down who's your target market, who's your target audience, what's your topic. You have to have a topic and a topic that sells. So you need to have all of this. But I would say, yes, charge, but be careful who you charge and how you charge and how much you charge. As I said before, you would have to have an established fee schedule.
Okay. The only thing about it, no more questions, Kenny? I just wanted to ask one more question.
No, go ahead. One more question.
Okay,
yes,
this is the last one. And what I was going to say is because that's one of the challenges that I run into is just most of them, I feel like at this point in my speaking career, I am still developing. So I don't want to, you know, I don't want to offend someone or not get an opportunity because I'm charging. And then sometimes I feel like, well, I kind of spent all this time doing this thing and then I didn't get paid for it. So I'm just kind of trying to figure out which would be the better way to approach it.
Let me just tell you real quickly what I teach. There is no such thing as a free speech. Either you pay for it or they pay for it. And then I ask the audience, which do you want? You want them to pay for it. So basically you have to establish that. And you can't go to them timid and shy to talk about money because they'll know that. You have to speak like the expert. You have to know what you charge, but you have to know what you offer. And the value has to be there. As I said before, I got paid for my very first speech because the people saw that there was value in there that they would pay for. So just work on developing, but find the little speeches because you have to get out and start speaking. Otherwise, you're never going to get out there. The more you speak, the better you get at it.
Exactly. Okay. Well, I think you've answered the question. Thanks, Danelle. Thanks, Kendi. Thanks, Dr. Dupree. I'll keep listening.
Thank you for calling in. Dr. Dupree, you mentioned PSN, Professional Speakers Network, a couple of times. Can you give us more information on when you meet?
Yes, Professional Speakers Network meets for the last 20 years every single third Saturday. So every third Saturday of the month. And one lady asked me, what is the third Saturday? I said, you look on the calendar, you go 1, 2, 3. When you get to the third one, that's it. And our website is prospeakersnetwork.com. That's pro, P-R-O, speakers with an S, .com. And you will see all of the information there. There's a Q&A there. There's information on registration. It's very, very reasonable to attend. We have half-day sessions most of the time, and then sometimes we have full-day sessions. There are different costs for each one. But the thing to do is just come, even if you just come and pay the small amount and start taking the training to learn what it's about, you will never regret it.
Okay. If we want to get in contact with you, how can we get in contact with you?
My website is motivationaltrainingcenter.com. My office phone number is 954-485-5100. My email is the same since 1986. That's a long time. chickenlady@prodigy.net. And Prodigy is P-R-O-D-I-G-Y.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for coming in and answering all our questions and giving us so much advice. I'm going to turn the show back over to S. Danelle McNeil now.
Dr. Dupree, thank you again for coming in. You've given us so much great information. And for everyone who is listening, we implore you to come out to DeVry University on the 1, 2, 3rd. Saturday, 1, 2, 3, count it on the calendar, third Saturday of every month, you will find the Chicken Lady, Dr. Tina Dupree, and a classroom full of eager individuals who are seeking to do the same thing as you. Again, we are the Side Hustle Connect Workers. Join us next week as we talk with Miami Gardens mayoral candidate, Mrs. Tanya James. I'm S. Danelle McNeil, and you heard from MC Kendi T. Ward. Thank you for joining us this evening. We look forward to listening and talking with you next week. Same time, same place, 6:30 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio / Side Hustle Connect Work. Good night.
Good night, and thank you for having me.
Good night. And
thank you.